This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There have been layoffs at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. It's headquartered in Golden. 114 people were let go today. An internal note shared with CPR News states officials blame the move on federal directives, budget cuts, and stop work orders. The email implied the cuts would help the lab focus on its longer-term mission and help move resources to, quote, critical priorities. In a statement, NREL says staff from both research and operations were let go. That included employees based out of the lab's headquarters in Golden, as well as remote workers. Colorado lawmakers are close to expanding protections for undocumented immigrants in the state. The measure would add limits on local cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Democrats say it's a necessary response to the Trump administration's crackdown. Bill sponsor Elizabeth Valesco of Glenwood Springs is Colorado's first Mexican-born lawmaker.
Human rights or constitutional rights do not stay behind when we cross the border. They come with us.
The bill passed on party lines and now heads to Governor Polis's desk. And a slow spring storm is moving across the state, bringing rain and heavy snow. Higher elevations will see up to 18 inches of snow, while the metro is looking at around an inch or so of rain. Meteorologist Zach Hyris.
If we can get some cooler temperatures in, a lot of the foothills will be looking at several inches of slushy snow. If you get to the lower foothills, it should stay all rain.
The incoming storm has the potential to wipe out any lingering drought effects across the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.